Welcome to Big Blend Radio, where we celebrate variety and how it adds spice to quality of life. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. It is March 17th, and you're listening to Big Blend Radio's Big Daily Blend Show. With it being St. Patrick's Day, or St. Paddy's Day, today we're going to honor Ireland's patron saint. St. Patrick was born in Scotland, actually, near the end of the 4th century. He was named Suket, but was baptized as Patricius, which means noble. Irish raiders captured Patrick when he was around 16 years old. He was then taken to Ireland as a slave and worked as a shepherd. Apparently, it was then that he turned to religion for solace. He became a devout Christian. He wrote that he heard a voice in a dream and believed it to be God telling him to leave Ireland, and after 6 years in captivity, he did indeed escape and walked almost 200 miles to the Irish coast. After escaping to Britain, he had a second dream where an angel advised him to return to Ireland to preach Christianity. Patrick began religious training and after 15 years was ordained as a priest. He returned to Ireland to minister to the small amount of Christians already there and to convert the remaining Irish from their nature-based pagan religion. Many credit St. Patrick with introducing Christianity to Ireland. But rather than alienating the Irish by trying to eradicate their native beliefs, Patrick incorporated lessons of Christianity with their traditional rituals. The native Irish honored their gods with fire, so he used bonfires to celebrate Easter. It's also believed he was the creator of the Celtic cross, a Christian cross shaped, with a superimposed sun. It's a powerful Irish symbol. The tradition of oral legend in Irish culture exaggerated Patrick's accomplishments over the centuries, giving him credit for driving all the snakes out of Ireland by beating a drum and using the shamrock as a method of explaining the Trinity, which is the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. He is believed to have died on March 17, around 460 AD. The Irish celebrate St. Patrick's Day as a holy day where businesses are closed and mass is attended. It is followed by 3 days of devotion and there are parades and other special functions. Boys wear a harp badge, girls wear green hair ribbons, and the emblem of St. Patrick is worn. Some men perform the drowning of the shamrock, where a three-leafed clover is dropped into whiskey, removed and thrown over the left shoulder. The Irish actually do not dye their beer green. That's something we do over here in the United States. It's become quite a party day over here. There's parties and parades, and children pinch those who do not wear green. Green is the color we associate with St. Patrick's Day because it's the color of the shamrock, or some say it's because it's the color of spring. The leprechaun, a small fairy known to be a recluse and quite cranky, is said to have a pot of gold. He is a shoemaker, and the legend goes that if you hear the sound of his hammer, you can follow the sound and attempt to catch him. If you do, he must tell you where his treasure is hidden. Although pictures of leprechauns decorate most St. Patrick's Day functions, the leprechaun really, traditionally, has nothing to do with St. Patrick's Day. So there it is. Happy St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Enjoy your green beer if you're here in the United States. Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio. Keep up with our shows at bigblendradio.com.